got a Bible or a device, you might flip over to Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. The guy's name is William Adams. You'll be forgiven if you don't know who he is. He was 12 years old, and this is in the late 1500s. And he decided he wanted to have a seafaring life. So he learned shipbuilding and astronomy and navigation. And then he entered the Royal Navy. And in 1598, he joined an expedition to travel west to South America. And then, if successful, they were going to cross the Pacific Ocean and go to Asia. He was second in command aboard the Liefde. The Liefde, which is part of a fleet of 9 ships and 750 sailors that embarked on this very, very treacherous voyage. Well, the expedition went badly. They departed June 27, 1598. By August, they landed in Africa having run out of fresh water. Half the sailors caught fever, and expedition leader Admiral Jacques Mahu, he died. There was an outbreak of scurvy. And then in 1599, they finally crossed the Atlantic Ocean and reached Argentina. The sailors were close to starvation by then and tried to eat leather to survive. They continued west around South America to Peru and met the natives there, where 27 crew members were killed. Adams, aboard the Liefde, was determined to cross the Pacific, and he did. And on April 19th, 1600, Williams became the first Englishman to set foot in the country of Japan. He was one of only 9 surviving crew members, and he was taken to meet Tokugawa Ieyasu, the shogun of Japan. Now, Adams wanted to negotiate trade with the Japanese and make his way back to England, but Tokugawa would not let him leave. He was conscripted into the shogun's employ, where he taught the Japanese how to fire the cannons that were taken off his ship. He helped them to build seafaring vessels. Remember, he had training in shipbuilding. And he even helped the shogun win a small Civil War skirmish. For this, Adams was awarded the status of samurai. He left England to explore, but his life was blown off course. And we're going to see another example of this today in the book of Daniel. What happens when your life takes a hard turn? When we take a look at this story in the Old Testament, turn to Daniel 1, and we're going to see the story of a young leader who goes, whose future goes out of control. What does he do? What does he do? How does he react? Most importantly, how does he remain faithful to God when the plan for his life is changed all around him? Well, Daniel was young and smart, and he had a great group of friends. He was faithful to God. He had integrity. He had perseverance. He had wit, great relational communication skills. In short, he was an up-and-coming leader. Then when Daniel was about 18 years old, the Empire of Babylon invaded Israel, and Daniel was held in captivity. Daniel 1:1 records, "In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to the Jerusalem and besieged it." So here's Daniel, living his life, building leadership in Jerusalem, and his country is taken over by the Babylonians. His life took a hard right turn. What do you do when your life goes out of control? Well, 3 things we can observe in Daniel chapter 1. The first thing Daniel did was he adapted to his environment. Daniel made the best of the situation. He couldn't leave. He couldn't hide. He couldn't protest. So he adapted. Daniel 1, verses 3 and 4. "Then the king ordered Aphaz, chief of his court officials, to bring into the king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians." So Nebuchadnezzar, he's smart, right? He's like, I'm going to get the best of the best here in Israel, and I'm going to bring them into my service. And Daniel was among these men. To adapt means to adjust to new conditions and be therefore made fit for use. How adaptable are you as an individual? You know how to adapt. That's a tough way. Daniel asked himself, what can I do now to make a way for myself in this new normal? He had to learn a new language, new customs, make relationships with new people. Adaptation is hard for leaders because we don't like change. We don't like change. But when change happened that Daniel couldn't control, he adapted himself in the areas where he did have control. He was given the opportunity to serve King Nebuchadnezzar, and so he did. Daniel adapted. Second thing he did, he maintained his faithfulness. He adapted and he maintained his faithfulness. Now, the Babylonians wanted Daniel and his friends to eat their food and wine, but Daniel saw this as defiling his Jewish beliefs. To Daniel, this was a test of faithfulness. Look in Daniel 1, starting in verse 11. Flip down to verse 11. Daniel then said to the guard, whom the chief official had appointed over them, please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat your royal food and treat your servants in accordance to what you see. So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. Have anyone ever done the Daniel fast? This is there's a book called the Daniel fast that you can get, and it's basically a fruit and vegetable fast, and it comes from this right here. Treat your servants in accordance with what you see. So they agreed to test them for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the other young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice of food and wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead. So here's Daniel. He said, you know what? This food that you have is against my Jewish beliefs. I don't want to eat it. But I'm not going to go on a hunger strike. I'm not going to protest. What I'm going to do is say, hey, test me. Test my faithfulness. All right? Give me my food for 10 days and see if I'm not healthier and stronger and better off than eating all of this, this garbage. And that's exactly what happened. So it's interesting, Daniel had this adaptability, but at the same time, he knew where he was going to draw the line. I'm not going to go against what God has told me to do. So, yes, I'll serve in your court, Nebuchadnezzar, but I'm not going to eat this food. We know how to draw those lines. We know how to say, hey, I need to be faithful in this area. Where is your faithfulness tested? In marriage, with your kids, business deal, employees? Where are you tempted to compromise? And could you do as Daniel did and say, hey, test me. Test me. Let me show you that being true to my faith is better. So he adapted and he maintained his faithfulness. What was the result of this? Well, he grew in influence. He grew in influence. The result of Daniel's adaptation and faithfulness is he grew in influence. Look at Daniel 1, 18, starting in 18. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them into his service, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. So they've been training, and now they're done with their training, and they bring them to Nebuchadnezzar the king. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service. They entered the king's service. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which they questioned them, the king found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. Do you ever think God puts you in a difficult position so that you can influence those around you toward him? When life takes a turn, do we have the courage to think, maybe, just maybe, this was God's plan all along? Look at that last line again. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. Do you know what that tells us? The time from Nebuchadnezzar taking over Jerusalem to the first year of King Cyrus's reign was 83 years. You know what that verse tells us? Daniel lived the rest of his life under the rule of Babylon. This wasn't a tangent. This was God's plan all along. This wasn't a break from his plan. This is what he had in mind. Wherever you are today, especially if it's difficult or not what you had in mind for your family or career or other circumstance, could this just be part of God's plan for you all along? Are you looking to get out, to run for the hills? Or could the answer instead be to adapt, remain faithful, and use the influence that God has given you? As we walk through Daniel, we're going to see this story is not a tangent. His life and career didn't go off the rails. Instead, we're going to see how God used unusual and difficult circumstances for Daniel to influence an entire nation. He thought he was going to influence Israel. It wasn't Israel, it was Babylon. He was going to influence Babylon because he was going to be in service the king. God put him right in the heart of leadership. It just wasn't the position he was expecting. Well, William Adams landed on Japan in the year 1600. He didn't know it then, but he would never leave Japan. He married a Japanese woman. They had two children. Adams was a devout Protestant and led his wife and children to God, and they were among the first evangelical Christians in Japan. Now, Catholic missionaries had been present in Japan since 1568, and Adams' presence and the growth of Protestantism actually led to Christianity being banned in Japan in 1614. Missionaries were ordered to leave, and Catholics were ordered to renounce their faith. Well, guess what happened? You think they did that? No. They went underground, and just like in the book of Acts, the persecution of the church made it flourish. The result was the underground church exploded and Christianity grew significantly in Japan between 1600 and 1800 due to the influence of both Protestants and Catholic believers. Author James Clavell took William Adams' extraordinary story and turned it into a book. Shogun is published in 1975. It's historical fiction, but it's loosely based on the events of Adams' life. Historian wrote, "In sheer quantity, Shogun has probably conveyed more information about Japan to more people than all the combined writings of scholars, journalists, novelists since the Pacific War." The book sold 6 million copies in 1980. A TV miniseries, Shogun, was broadcast. It was seen by 1 in 6 Americans. And you may be interested to know that a second Shogun series was just broadcast on streaming. You can grab that, and it was created last year. And you can watch that and realize it's actually the story of William Adams' life. Was his life sidetracked? Did he go off the rails? Or did Adams take a difficult circumstance and adapt and remain faithful and use his influence to accomplish what God had planned for Japan all along? Let's pray. Father, as we look at the story of Daniel, help us to glean lessons from his life that we can apply to our own lives. We know sometimes he put us in circumstances that we don't particularly like or they're difficult or we don't understand. And so help us to look at those with your eyes and realize that you may be doing a work through us that we don't even understand right now. God, when our life takes a hard right turn or left turn and we don't understand why, help us to live in the moment so that we can glorify you in all that we do. And we'll look back and say, hey, that wasn't a tangent. That was what you wanted all along. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Amen. Enjoy your time at your tables today.